that she stored the sausages that she made in?
Yeah, in the fat, in the lard.
What about this, what do you call this up here on the TV, the utensil or something that you used to keep flowers in? Just something that you'd have if you went outside and cut some flowers and came in and put it in, what do you call?
A vase?
Mm-hmm. Or what about, let's see, some of the things that you have your azaleas in outside, what are they called?
Beds.
Mm-hmm. And what about the little earthenware
pots? Flower pots.
And those are, in other words, you wouldn't call a vase a flower pot?
No, it was a vase.
Uh-huh. What, could you name the some of the eating utensils, in other words, just some of your silverware? What are the different names of your pieces of
silverware? Well, a big spoon and the knife and fork and this soup spoon and a teaspoon,
mm-hmm.
an ice teaspoon, and butcher knife, and a large vegetable spoon.
What about if you had, or speaking of more than one knife, how would you refer to?
Knives.
Okay, if the dishes were dirty and it was almost supper time, then and all of your dishes were dirty before you could have supper, you would say, well, I must
wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm. And what about after you wash the dishes, you'd say, after she washes the dishes, then she
dried them.
Mm-hmm.
Rinsed them or rinsed them.
Uh-huh, to get the soap off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you use to, what do you call the cloth that you use to wash the dishes?
Dishcloth.
Mm-hmm. And what about the cloth that you use to dry the dishes with?
Drying cloth.
Mm-hmm. What about the terry cloth that you use to wash your face with?
Well, that's a washcloth.
And what about to dry yourself off after you've had a bath?
Towel.
Mm-hmm. Now at the kitchen sink to turn the water on, what do you call the little
faucet?
And do you also call the outside water pipe the
Yeah, that is a faucet.
Mm-hmm. What about do you ever refer to the kitchen sink or the bathroom sink where you turn the water on? Do you ever refer to it as anything other than a faucet?
Spigot.
The
spigot in the yard. I believe we call them in the yard a spigot, uh-huh. and in the house a faucet.
Where you turn the water on?
Yeah.
The yard, Was there any reason for calling?
Well, no. I don't remember that there weren't.
You just remember that distinction was
yeah.
they did like that.
Yeah.
But you call them faucets now.
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah. But they do talk about the in the yard being a spigot, you see.
Yeah. But you wouldn't call one in the house a spigot.
No, I wouldn't.
If it were real cold weather and you didn't tie the spigots or faucets up outside, then there'd be a possibility that last night the water pipes might
freeze.
Mm-hmm. Or what if they came open? In other words, if they